It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking the conversation, is there a list? Now, Jeff, I know you probably got your to-do list, maybe a bucket list, Amazon wish list, Santa Claus Christmas list. But it seems now we're told there is no client list. You got a client list, Jeff?
Well, client list.
Yeah.
No.
Like one where maybe you would hold high-profile people to account with some blackmail?
No, yeah, I'm not in that business. I don't work for the government.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, which one? You could put an S on the end of that, because it kind of sounds like there's a few of them maybe involved. You know, obviously a lot of people are very disappointed, right, on the Trump side of the fence, who were told, hey, all of these things are going to be exposed. Many people who are now in positions of power before they were in those positions used to speak often about this exact list that now is no longer in existence. And to me, something about it just feels off, man. I don't know. What do you think?
The vast majority of the discussion about the list is not being explored or considered. I think most people are just emotionally charged. You know what? A lot of us are frustrated about a lot of things.
Sure.
And it's easy to get on the bandwagon of emotion.
Oh, yeah. You were on it last week.
Well, I was on it because of where we're going to go today. My true frustration with it because of what it actually means.
All right.
There's major issues and there's minor issues that were always put before us on the news. And the vast majority of the things that are put before us are minor issues. They're not the major issues, but they keep us distracted and we feel like we have emotional connections to them. I mean, think of what major thing did you observe in the news today? You know, like, okay, so you see all the stuff, the Texas flood, horrific, horrific what happened. But the news is, the news on that story, which is a major story, did the people get enough notice? Did the government do its job? Should the Trump administration be in trouble because they tried to defund a program that is opposed to, hey, we've had a lot of wacky, weird weather the last few decades, getting worse. And they openly admit they have the capability to modify weather. Is there a possibility that maybe, just maybe, that the weather manipulation that is occurring
is having consequence?
And we're living in it?
Or I actually thought this was interesting. The CEO of that company, Rainmaker, came out and was saying how they were seeding in the area. And
he stopped. He didn't do it. Yeah, he actually stopped.
Like a couple days soon or beforehand. Before. And he goes, I can guarantee you I didn't cause this. And
right.
He sounded very confident and explained out why he could guarantee that.
Well, he even made the distinction between what he does and what chemtrails are.
And then he also said that he wouldn't rule out the possibility that someone else is using technology for nefarious intent.
Yes. And like,
which
for example,
I was like,
did you know they have
dang.
A green? There was like, it was like 10 years ago. Or somewhere in that ballpark, this guy was using a green laser into the clouds, firing a green laser up into the clouds, and it would cause it to rain.
Hmm.
Because it would, I forget how it would, what it caused.
Well, here's
static electricity, I think it was. It caused static.
Here's our issue. We automatically call anything we don't know, because we've never heard about it. We don't understand. It's bad. It's evil. It's dangerous. Like AI, same thing. It can be, but it simply just is. It's how it's used. I thought it was so interesting that the guy who owns Rainmaker is a professing Christian. He wholeheartedly believes in what he's doing. And I'm not saying there isn't some benefit to what they're capable of doing. There very well may be. My question would be is, what are the unintended consequences of, let's say, just as an example, the desert's very dry, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a dry climate, always has been. What's the consequences of making it rain regularly in the desert?
I would think that...
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
I would think, just like the argument that we make with siphoning water out of a well, there's only so much water in that well that it can support at one time. Same with the rain, the clouds. while it's infinite, the cycle's infinite, there's only so much water in the sky.
Sure.
And so if you cause it to rain here, it's not going to rain somewhere else. I mean, to me, that's just deductive reasoning.
So it's almost, I mean, there's got to be some consequence that comes down the line from that, right?
To take it from if you,
someone else and give it to others. Yeah, like it just feels like the same structure in which we're watching fail within our giant system known as society. The same thing's happening.
Either some other place is going to become the desert, or you're going to take where they had enough and make it so they have less. You know what it reminds me of? Taxation. We're gonna tax everybody so we can fund programs that we want funded that will benefit everybody, but they're going to benefit some more than others, but everyone's going to be paying to the kitty. And of course it's disproportionate all the while saying it's supposed to be fair. It's just a broken system.
Well, here's another great way, an example of how this has been broken down over time. We can break it down for very, very simple level. How about cable TV? Back in the day, you used to be able to pay one price, right? And you got 100 channels. Well, everybody had to pay for the sports packages, which would be the main cost to the networks, would be the sports package. Well, imagine how many people didn't watch sports, but still had to burden that cost. So for somebody like me who loves sports, that's great because it's keeping the cost down for me and I get to enjoy it, right? Well, now that we've separated into the space of you basically got to buy whatever it is you want in terms of content, now the burdens of that have went to the actual people who are using it, and the cost is kind of in some ways greater for me than what it once was. But I'm the one actually using it versus maybe somebody like you who didn't watch sports is maybe going, wow, this is a lot better because I'm not shouldering that burden every month of something I never use.
Yeah, it's like healthcare, a bundled burden. You know, I rarely go to the doctor, rarely ever, even when I'm sick, because I don't trust doctors or hospitals. In fact, that's where sick people go. I'm not sick. So, you know, in my mind, you know, if you want to get sick, go to the hospital. And there's some rhyme in that, true. But I barely use my health insurance. And yet I'm probably paying close to what you're paying, if not more. Shouldn't I pay less if I use it less?
I mean, you would think in theory.
Yeah. And again, it's just, it's disproportionate to use. We try and be fair, but the system that we create in the name of being fair often is unfair. Mm-hmm. I don't think we know what fair is.
Well, who's the standard?
And that's
who's the standard of what's fair?
I think most of us, the standard is simply this. It's the lens through my eye and my thinking, and that's what's fair. Whatever I say it is. And the problem is your opinion of what's fair is different than mine.
I was going to say, that's just simply what's fair to you.
Right. All that to say is that I don't think men are capable of discerning fairness any more than truth. I think we are terrible at it. That's why God told us what truth is, if we'll accept it.
Well, Solomon tried for a while, spun out of control.
Well, he thought he was just like the rest of us. He thought he was the stuff, you know.
He was. He just forgot where he got the stuff from. Well,
all he ever was at his best was a steward who forgot who the source was. And he started to think that he was the source.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we're all guilty of that. He
just forgot where he got it from.
Yeah, and he became, like many people, a glory thief. So anyway, our last podcast, yeah, we kind of got into it, corruption in our government. Why is it that we keep finding ourselves in the same boat where we are being told promises and we believe known liars who all you got to do is look back at their track record and you'll see they've lied, they've deceived, they've manipulated. But now that they're going to be in office, they're going to be the good guy and they're going to fly right.
Right. Which is always the case, right? Regardless of which side it's always those are always going to be the people that are going to do it the best.
We keep expecting people to be Jesus to us.
I was just going to say, doesn't it really boil down to that we continually put our trust in men?
Yeah, well, but those men all the while are saying, you can trust me. And that's why we do it. We're so gullible.
Well, yeah, but that's a reflection on us. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
We are willing to say that because we're lazy and don't want to do it ourselves.
We want somebody else to be the champion for us and to do the work.
And in some ways, I think people genuinely do strive to do that. They just get caught up in areas that maybe they have, you know, a blind spot or... Maybe they genuinely believe they're doing what's right, and it's just the wrong thing. But putting our trust in men and doing nothing, and just, you know, pointing the finger every time they get it right. Oh, wow, what a hero. And every time they get it wrong, oh, wow, what a villain. Instead of actually doing anything to help, what good is that doing for anyone?
I know that there are people who didn't vote for Trump who are super excited because they're saying, see, he's corrupt. And then you've got people who voted for Trump who are saying, oh, man, he's corrupt. Maybe, and yeah. I don't think...
Maybe they're right.
I don't think it's that cut and dry.
I don't either.
Maybe it is. Maybe he is corrupt. I'll tell you this. I don't trust him. I've been very clear about that across the board all this time. He was the best choice for the candidates that we had. All things being equal, if I were voting today, I would still vote for Trump today. Not because I believe he's Jesus.
Sure.
But someone's going to fill that space. And I do have a 4-year record of how he handled himself. Can he betray that? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risk. And I think it's a risk you're always going to take no matter who's in office.
I just can't imagine. Here's what pulls me back in this situation in regards to this list. I just find it next to impossible to believe that if this guy, he's admitted himself to knowing Jeffrey Epstein and kicking him out of his club at some point. So they have pictures together. But I can't imagine if this guy was implicated in a serious capacity on this list, we wouldn't have already heard about it. They've thrown everything at this dude, right? I mean, all the way down to literally trying to take his life. This is the one thing they weren't going to use. I find that hard to believe.
I know, I get it.
But I also, to the other side, I go, why are you saying it doesn't exist when someone like the current FBI director and the deputy director both have spoken to its existence and people who could be possibly implicated on it? So that's what I'm saying. To me, the whole thing just feels off of letting it. And I get, okay, you say, let it simmer, let it play out. Okay, that's been the narrative forever, right? Just sit on your hands and wait. But something about this just doesn't feel right to me, and I don't know for what reason.
I'll tell you why. I got a piece of it for you, is that we've all got our biases, and we all want the team that we're on to win.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so to say you're not vested there, even if you didn't vote for him, you want America to win, I hope.
100%.
And so we want good guys to win, and we want to believe we're the good guys. And the problem with this whole thing is that it doesn't necessarily paint us in a positive light, and it reeks of corruption. You said that, you know, if Trump were on the list, we would know about it because the people who are against him would have exploited it.
Sure.
The problem we have is that we don't know who's on the list. We don't know what the evidence is. It's all clearly being covered up.
100%.
We already know there was this guy, Prince somewhere, I don't want to say his name, who got off when there was actual photographic evidence. A girl who was still testifying refused for a settlement and then shows up dead in some freak accident middle of nowhere.
Well, how about this? The main co-conspirator in the case is still living and in prison for trafficking. To who?
Right.
To who? You,
yeah, it's,
you can't
it's almost
be
like,
in prison for trafficking if there's no one to traffic to. Yeah,
if no one was trafficked, we have no names. Who was trafficked? We have no destinations of where they were trafficked to. And what was the reason, right?
We do got destination. There is that island.
We have children that were just trafficked into this country under the auspices of good for how many years?
How many?
And they're lost?
Yeah. Like, I think it was close to 100,000.
And it's admitted that they're being utilized in horrific ways?
Sure.
Again, what it screams, and this is why it feels off, because in your gut, you may not know why, but this stinks. And you don't know who's implicated. And if you're going to be honest, you have, if you're going to be honest, and I'm not going to say that we're going to be honest because we're all liars, but
oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Let's cover that now. Cause we lie to ourselves every day. We do. We lie to ourselves every day. There are people we don't want to be implicated in this, and we can't rule it out because we don't know what the evidence is. You can't draw a conclusion. And the reason why this matters is because it reeks of a cover-up of some kind.
Oh, it's definitely a cover-up.
Of some kind.
Oh, sure. It's just, like you said, by who, for who, to what extent, and who's involved. Obviously, you can speculate, but you can't give an answer.
There was this one presidential candidate while she was being examined for whether she was worthy to hold the president's seat. And I remember this whole Benghazi question came up, and she asked the question, at this point, what difference does it make? It makes it's everything. Because if you did this, if you were a part of this, it screams corruption.
Let's point this out too. The head of the Department of Justice just said about a month or two ago, the list was on her desk to go through along with all kinds of other evidence.
And well, she didn't say list. The reporter said list. And she, in
she
kind...
She said, it's on my desk.
Exactly. So she, in kind, didn't correct the statement. She said, it's on my desk.
Yeah. Okay, so yep. Forgive one for making an inference of, well, you know, if you didn't have a list, you'd say, well, the evidence is on my desk. There is no list.
Yeah, that's the game they're playing right now. Mm-hmm.
It's language arts, man. So my question, though, is, what would satisfy people, you think? Let's say there is a list, and they come out and they say, all right, here's the list. Here's all the people that ever were associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Would people be satisfied? This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
We're walking past the signs each day in little things missed along the way. The symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. Misdirection, the magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. Oh, I can see it. The roads lead back to you.